thank you for joining us for Life and Taxes with tax attorney Andrew Foster of Harvell & Collins Attorneys at Law.
'Cause I'm the tax man.
Call in now with your tax questions at 800-818-2255 or locally at 247-7282 or 353-4674.
And welcome to Life and Taxes with Andrew Foster. Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Good morning, Ben. Doing well.
All right. What are we talking about today?
Well, Ben, we're going to move into a little transfer tax issues today. So we're going to talk a little bit about estate and gift taxes and the ability to transfer wealth down to your children, maybe your grandchildren, maybe just some friends, and the ability to do that and avoid paying any taxes on that.
Okay.
And so just generally.
Your favorite radio announcer, that would be one you transfer
exactly,
to. Yeah.
Exactly right. So generally, Ben, just as far as the estate tax goes, some people get confused about what this actually means. And so what it is the estate tax is if your estate exceeds a certain level, then the estate will be liable for paying a tax based upon the amount of assets that are included in your estate when you die. And we mentioned many times that this the assets that are included in whether or not this you reach that level is quite broad. It involves not just what we call probate assets, meaning assets that fall under your will, but also assets that have beneficiary designations, retirement accounts, annuities, life insurance, anything like that that typically maybe escapes the probate process because there's beneficiaries named, but still would be included in your total estate. And so once you hit a certain level, and we just have some new exemptions out, which is why I'm bringing this up, once you hit above, for 2019, $11.4 million, then you're looking at estate tax. So one of the first questions we typically get when a client comes in is you know, what kind of estate tax are we looking at with regards to, you know, my mom's estate or my dad's estate? And, you know, the good news is a lot of times I'm telling them we're in good shape.
Most times.
We're in good shape. Unless there's something out there, you know, that's very significant in value, which most of the time, if you're at that type of level, we've already done some type of planning for you.
And does it differ with the state? State taxes? So state
of North Carolina, there is no estate tax at the moment. So that's a good thing to mention. And the other thing, Ben, that the confusion gets is people ask about inheritance taxes on the estate levels. There are several states out there that tax the recipient of the estate. So the estate tax we mentioned is a tax that's due and payable by the estate for the amount of assets that the estate has. An inheritance tax is when you receive certain items, the beneficiary or heir would be responsible for paying a tax on those particular assets or items that they receive. And again, the good news is that we don't have an inheritance tax here in North Carolina. So you're not looking at receiving certain assets from an estate and then having to go and pay the state of North Carolina a certain percentage for actually receiving those types of assets. So it really all adds up to a very, very good and favorable tax environment for transferring wealth. So that's just a good thing for all of our listeners to know. But one of the interesting things, and especially with the new exemption amount being $11.4 million, is, you know, what happens because we know that the estate tax is volatile. And by that, I mean when
moving target.
When the Tax Cut and Jobs Act got passed and raised that exemption level up from $5 million to $10 million index for inflation, which is why we're at the $11.4 million at the current time. When that was passed, they put a sunset provision in the bill, which basically said when the end of 2025, this law will revert back to the $5 million level, basically. So, you know, the question ultimately becomes for, you know, us lawyers is, well, what happens if you were to give assets that are more than the $5
million in 2024?
Well, you know, exactly. Up to that time. Right. So what if you give, you know, you exceed that $5 million, which we know it's going to revert back to if nothing changes. What happens? Do they try to claw back some of that gift that you've made that exceeded that $5 million range and then try to tax you on that when you die in your estate? And the good news is the service actually released regulations on this and says no. In fact, Ben, they are not going to claw back. So, you know, the question comes right now is it a good time to give a big gift potentially?
Right.
You know, because we've got such a high level of taxation. And let's just say that you're sitting out there and you've got maybe a closely held corporation or you've got various assets, you know, out there. Is this a good time to give a gift, even if it exceeds $5 million? And the answer is that now that the service has clarified this particular issue for us and we know they're not going to try to claw back these gifts that are made and make them taxable when you die, that the answer is yes. I mean, you know, that you certainly could do that. And one of the things that we're looking at here, we've got a couple different dates in mind. You know, one date is 2025, the end of 2025, when it sunsets. The other date we got in mind is 2020.
Right.
And the reason we have 2020 in mind is because that's when, you know, a potential new president, new Congress gets seated.
Oh, yeah.
And then we've got, you know, who knows what's going to happen because even though we've got this Tax Cut and Jobs Act now, you know, it may not hold true that we make it all the way to 2025 without some type of change by a potential new administration.
We had a sunset thing happen before, and that was the year George Steinbrenner died. The law about the federal tax on estates had sunset the year before, and there was no. There was no estate
tax. That's exactly right.
And so George Steinbrenner, with you know, hundreds of millions of dollars in assets, died, and the feds didn't get a bit of it.
Was able to escape it completely. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And so those are the things that we're looking at right now, you know, in advising clients on about making gifts. You remember before, Ben, when there was all this talk about the lack of marketability and lack of minority discounting that was done, and the service was trying to take those rules and regulations away, and there was a big push at the end of 2016 to make gifts because we were concerned that those discounts would completely vanish, you know, and then the service walked that back. So the discounting rates are still there. And, you know, you can still, if you have some of these types of assets where we can take advantage of that, you know, is to walk back some of these numbers and potentially transfer wealth. Now, why would you want to do it? And why would you want to transfer wealth through a gift?
Outside of your will.
Yeah, and not wait till your estate. You know, there's some pros and cons for doing that. You know, one of the big pro, I'll say, Ben, is that sometimes as people get older, you know, and let's just say it's a closely held business. They want to back out, you know, and maybe the next generation's stepping up to the plate and they're the ones who are taking the business and kind of running with it. You know, they want the person to have some ownership in this business. They want to have, you know, well, let's reward them. You know, let's show them that, you know, you can build this thing. And if you build it, you're going to see, you know, your rewards because you're going to own stock.
Right.
You know, you're going to have a membership interest in an LLC. And you get to, and then also, you know, if it's a gift that's maybe outside of that context, you know, such as just a straight cash gift or buying a car or buying a house for a friend or relative, you get to see that person enjoy that gift.
Right.
And yet it may mean filing a gift tax return because if you exceed this annual exclusion amount, which is $15,000, that didn't change. Then yeah, we've got to file a gift tax return to use some of your credit, your lifetime exemption amount, this $11.4 million, to shield the gift from tax. But, you know, you get some benefit. You get to see the person enjoy it. And that's why I think that, you know, it's interesting in the environment we're in right now where we can take advantage and we can say, look, you know, you can gift if you want to gift. And we'll make sure it's done properly and we'll
do the documentation. You want to give me that $2 million Lamborghini? I'll be happy to take it off your hands and I'll give you a ride.
Exactly right.
But the one of the cons, I would imagine, if it's an appreciating asset like property.
That's exactly right. And you've hit the nail on the head, which is now why do we want the flip side? Why do we want to give particular assets in our estate? And the reason is because if we gift assets, we gift our tax basis in those assets to the recipient. And if they turn around and then later sell that asset, you're looking at a potential large gain. So the example that we always give is you buy a stock for a dollar. It's now worth $100. You give that asset to your child. They take your $1 tax basis in that particular asset. We call it carryover basis. If they turn around the next day and sell that stock for the $100 that it's worth, they then pay tax on $99 of gain that's associated with that asset. Now flip the script, and let's say you leave that asset in your estate. Same scenario, you bought the stock for a dollar worth $100. You leave it. Unfortunately, you've got to die to give this one, so you die. You pass it by your will. You're looking at your child or your beneficiary taking a $100 fair mm-hmm. market value step up basis right. in that particular asset, they turn around and sell the stock the next day for $100, 100 minus 100, zero.
Yeah, yeah.
You pay tax on zero.
Right.
So you're balancing these particular things, Ben. You know, you're balancing the desire to maybe watch and see and get mm-hmm. to observe your child enjoy these particular, you know, assets.
Right.
And then you're also saying, well, hey, look, I don't really want the government, if the child turns around and sells those particular things, to mm-hmm. get certain things. So what are we looking at? We're looking at maybe, do you have an asset that's maybe at a loss right now?
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to sell that asset, let you take the loss, and then give
the cash
to yeah. your child? Yeah. So there's planning opportunities all around this. But I think one of the big take-home points, especially with the $11.4 million exemption amount, mm-hmm. the $15,000 annual exclusion, the fact that we don't have this clawback provision because there's now regulations on it. What is that all telling us?
Mm-hmm.
It's a good time to be able to transfer wealth down.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's just one of the big take-home points for today's and that our listeners want to know, and that we can certainly help you with it. And it may be a combo thing. It may be, hey, let's gift a little bit now, and then let's, you know, get your estate plan done for later.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly right. So we can do a combination of things to allow some enjoyment now
mm-hmm.
and then some good tax benefits later.
Yeah. All right. Again, those are especially when you have assets that, well, as you said, it's a moving target, and a new Congress, new president could very much change that. So you've got to keep an eye out for all of that. All right. And if you want to get in touch with the folks at Harville and Collins and make an appointment with Andrew, you can call at 252-726-9050, 1107 Bridges Street in Moorhead City, at harvellandcollins.com, and email Andrew A. Foster at harvellandcollins.com.